What episode are we?
23. Oh, so we actually going back to the beginning, recording again?
Yeah.
Are we recording now?
Yeah.
This is on.
So, I forgot to press record on the laptop.
So it's recording now?
Now it is, yeah.
All right, intro again. Episode 23 of the Jimson and Roscoe Show. Yay. do you know what? We just done an intro. It's been a bit of a nightmare. I forgot the hard drive where it gets recorded on, so we're running behind time. And then we just recorded the intro and Costa forgot to press record. So
on the audio. On the audio.
On the camera is fine.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter. There's nobody.
Anyway, I've been reading a book.
Yeah, what book?
It's called The Book.
Is that muted? See?
The Book You Wish Your Parents Have Read. And the book you thank for you, you'll be thankful that the book your children will be thankful that you did. Something along that line.
Okay.
And I'm about four chapters in and it's unlocked fucking parts of my mind. Yeah, it's fucking mind blowing.
About what?
It's like been going to therapy with myself by reading it.
Okay.
About how you interact with your kids, why you interact with your kids the way you do, from your parents, your past traumas. It's just been fucking
insight.
Yeah, like, and it's made me revisit parts of my past that, like, I was like, oh yeah, shit. And yeah, it's fucking just made me be well in tune with everything I've been doing this week and everything that I usually do wrong. Mm. Like, for example, saying you to the kids, you do this, stop you doing that, blah, blah, blah. When you should be like, I feel that it makes me feel like this when this happens and blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
Like, do you know what I mean? And then like, to like not invalidate their fucking feelings when they're talking. Like, for example, the other night, I was like, fucking yes, I bossed that. So he wouldn't come in, didn't want to come in, got upset when he had to come in.
Mm.
So I was like, I feel really sad. And use the example of like when I used to go out a lot. And I was like, hey, I used to feel really sad when I had to go home. I used to hate going home. I used to like staying out for loads of time. So I can understand that you're feeling really sad. And normally from that point where he'd been crying, it would have been an argument. We'd been arguing for ages. And he didn't. And then he like questioned me on it and it opened up dialogue. I was like, whoa,
yeah,
mate, book, fucking anyone who's got kids.
Or not.
Like, just how to, like, you can, like, yeah, just talk to your fucking missus or whoever, like, you know what I mean? Like, to how to fucking listen to people or whatever. But, yeah, fucking fascinating. I feel like I've been going to therapy.
Sounds interesting. So what's it called? Have you got it on you?
Yeah.
Yes. Plug cool. That shit.
The Book You Wish Your Parents Had Read and Your Children Would Be Glad That You Did by Philippa Perry. Yeah. I understand your own upbringing. Like, so the chapters, like the first bit, like before you even go into it, it was like fucking, the past comes back to bite us, rupture and repair. Repairing the past, how we talk to ourselves. So it's like, there's nothing in there. It's like about tips of how to fucking
parent
your children.
Yeah, yeah,
nothing.
Yeah.
It's not that. Like she even says in there, it's like all parents have routine, but it's how they get there. Some parents like actual routine. She's like, this isn't a book about that, but for example, this is how to do it. So some parents always like say, children up, 7 o'clock, brush your teeth, blah, blah, blah. And they'll get them into a routine like fucking, this is how it happens each day. And it's a physical routine. Other parents just go with the flow, but they still have a routine because the routine with them is reactions. So if a child does something that they approve of, it'd be the reaction that is the routine. They're looking for a routine in actions of what the parents do. If the parents are like, oh, that's amazing. If you've done fucking something kind or whatever.
Mm.
So you don't actually have, there's not a right or a wrong. It's just fucking depends who you are.
Yeah, it? Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I've been reading this week.
What else have you been doing?
Well,
what three good things have happened to you today?
Today?
Because it is 3 o'clock.
What did I do today? I woke up. I had a full night's sleep. I've been on early shifts all week. Nice. So I've been getting up at 2 a.m. And today I woke up at 6. Stayed in bed. The kids come and got in bed. Chilled out in bed. Had a cuddle. That was nice. That was good. We all had breakfast together. That was nice. We don't usually have breakfast. I don't usually eat until lunch or after lunch. But today we had breakfast. We had a full English veggie style fucking breakfast. And I went and seen Flash.
Not today.
Yeah, just before I come here.
Flip me. Active.
Yeah. He went down and seen his little studio that he's got in that he's converted in the garden from like an old shed. Really nice. Was. It's his one, like where he's living. Yeah, just like sick. His personal, like really nice. And he's got like these master classes from Jason Joshua. So Jason Joshua is an engineer who was Dave Pensado's like assistant at one point. But he's like, he engineers for like Rihanna, fucking Jay-Z, like, do you mean? And he's got these masterclass series as him, Timbaland and Dave Pensado, all in the studio actually working on
that's
stuff. Flat, but there's like, I think there's like 15 videos of it. And it goes in of like, they're all type of different things, like the ego and like the mindset. Mm-hmm. How like, do you mean? He's like, it's just like, whoa. And he said like, yeah, bring a memory card down next time to watch that. I'm actually going down there Friday actually to go fucking link him.
Yeah, nice.
So yeah, that was my three good things today.
Yeah. Nice. Me, I had a breakfast bap that I made that was leng.
What was it made of?
Food in there. like veggie sausage, veggie bacon.
What veggie sausages do you get?
Mate, I don't know, whatever was in the freezer at the time.
My favourite are Sainsbury shroom dogs.
Yeah, I've had them before. They're quite nice.
I like the Sainsbury.
I remember.
So I had Waitrose ones the other day, and they were shit. Absolute shit.
Talking of Waitrose, so when I was in Waitrose earlier, getting my bits on that, I was stood there. My headphones on. You know how old people don't understand when you've got headphones on, you can't hear them. I had my headphones in, and this old lady looked like she said, "You're sexy." And I was like, "Excuse me?" And she went, "You're really sexy, you are." Mate, she was like 80.
Yeah.
I was like,
"She actually said it."
Yeah, she actually said it. I was like, thank you. She got kind of stroked my hand a bit. And I got weirded out and kind of ran away.
Wow.
But she was like 80. She was with, like, I think she was with her daughter because she was like, "Mum." I felt fetishized.
Should have fucking took her number.
Mr. Steal Your Nan. So I guess that can count as another good thing that happened to me today. And then I think it's going to be mostly food related, not the granny thing. I wouldn't eat her. hummus. I had some hummus. So it's all food related, basically.
Yeah. Hummus. Hummus is a miracle food, man.
Yeah, I really like it. I want to start just making my own now.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember going for a stage of like making absolutely everything. And it was good. But it was fucking time consuming. Like everything in the kitchen, I'd like fucking batch seitan at the beginning of the week and fucking yeah.
It's quite long doing all that sort of
it
stuff.
It is. Man. Especially when you got two kids fucking. It's just
it's like little things like hummus though. It's like I guess like you can make it and it lasts quite well, 4 days?
Maybe? Yeah. We're generally things you make fresh at home 5 days in it and this is like animal shit in it. But yeah, I think I'm trying to fucking navigate towards prioritizing shit. I've got to be in my bonnet about being busy and say
all the time.
The culture of, "Oh, I'm so busy."
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one gives a fuck how busy you are. Like, everyone's busy.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in this culture of where everyone's like, "Oh, so busy. I'm so busy." And I do it. I'm just as fucking guilty. But we're not, everyone's busy, but most of the time, people, they ain't actually that busy. They just spend their time doing shit that they don't need to do.
Yeah, because I realised that the other day. So when I come back, from Wales, I was like, I've got so much to do at work. I was like, I was looking at my list and it's just overwhelming, man.
Yeah.
And I was just like, how am I going to do this all? And I just literally got into work at 7 in the morning, wrote out my list for the day, and just started working through them and ticking it off and seeing the boxes get tick, tick, tick. By about 3 o'clock, I'd pretty much covered everything I had to do. And I was just like, oh.
Yeah, it's...
I just faff. I procrastinate all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I just look at stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, for it ages. Is. It's like, or like, for example, like fucking doing everything apart from the main thing.
Say
you're making a song.
Or the hardest part.
Yeah, or like you're making a song and you're like fucking, I don't know, starting to feel like filling things on like fucking publishing things. It's like, make the fucking song. Make the fucking song, yeah? Like, what are you doing this for? Like, it doesn't matter. Make the fucking song. Like, you didn't finish the fucking song.
Yeah.
But yeah, like fucking, I watched that. You know, do you follow the Mind Valley dude?
Nah.
It's good. So he created like a thing, like fucking, he's got loads of free stuff, but there's a subscription. I look at it, but it's like, I just can't got the fucking money to pay for it. But it's like the amount of courses and shit on there, like from everything, from fucking business side of things to parenting to fucking fitness. He has like, basically he just gets world experts in things and does talks and courses through the thing, and it's all free from the subscription. But anyway, he was on there, he had some bloke on there about focus. And a bloke, and I was like, fucking hell, makes perfect sense. He was like, he was talking about to-do lists. And he said, to-do lists are fucking the worst thing. And he, I mean, you need a list of things that need to be done, but don't follow a to-do list.
Mm-mm.
He says, follow a time block, and that's it. So you say, right, I am going to spend 2 hours focused on this.
Mm-mm.
And you just spend, you don't worry about having it completed or ticking things off in boxes. You just spend 2 hours focusing on it with no distractions, no phones, nothing else. Just focus on that. 2 hours, bam, put the timer on. 2 hours done, right. Where did you get to? And just do that and do that each day.
I think stuff like that works for like, I don't know, fucking revision. And if you're doing like particular things, like music or whatever.
Yeah, or like I'm going to do a painting.
Yeah, it's like the shit that I had to do this week, mate. It's like, it is tick boxes. Like, do you know what I mean? Without that, it's not.
Mm.
Yeah,
but then you could still you could then almost compartmentalize that. So like, take the section of the tick boxes which is of a relative similar theme, and say, right, I'm gonna spend out 2 hours working through that, and then group the other like tasks which are of a similar nature and like admin stuff or fucking whatever.
That's
and
say pretty much what I do.
Yeah,
anyway.
So you just go,
you know,
like,
I mean? I've got different lists for different fucking things.
Yeah,
if I'm on the computer, mate, this is boring anyway. Spreadsheets on that, boring spreadsheets.
Yeah,
met a DJ at Zero's the other day for Go Getters.
Yeah, you sent me the voice message.
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Well,
I said down to Flash because I said that you said that Jax has got a nice studio, and Flash said, he went up and told them how to lay it out.
Yeah.
And he was like, Flash was buzzing. He's like, fucking love that. I want to see more of that. Like, I mean, he was fucking, Flash was really excited and he was really made up about what they're doing.
Yeah.
He was excited.
So I went and chilled with Jackson. I'm not going to say his government. YL.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
So I went and chilled with Jackson YL like in the day and did some rehearsing with them. Went through the track.
You DJ'd for them?
Like, so I went through their track list and stuff like that, but I've gone down to their little office because they've got a, well, they haven't, but it's like Prince's studio. So I think it's QTSD recordings or studios or whatever. They're next door, and then they've got like a room next to that, and they've got like speakers in there, but the branding, bruv, as soon as I walked in, I was like, bruv, I was like, who did all the artwork? He's like, oh, me and my mum. I was like, come on. It's everywhere, bruv, all across the walls, painted on there properly. They've got like big rug, all the branding, all the merch. Yeah, man, they're they're moving differently. And the music, the quality of music that Jax is actually making, bruv. Show me some of his new stuff. It's hard.
Has he got stuff out?
Yes. And it's hard.
On like... On Spotify. On platforms. The yeah, major yeah. platforms.
He's got... So he's got, because I was listening to it the other day, The Lost Tapes.
And he goes, his name's Jax as an artist,
J-A-X,
right?
J-A-X, yeah.
Yeah.
So J-A-X, The Lost Tapes, for people that want to check that out. Go Get a Records. Yeah, they did well. yeah, he did well, man. But then after that, after they finished their performance... It was a bit dead.
Was it? Was it all live, the whole thing then?
Right, so basically, it was meant to be a drill night.
Yeah.
Right? With little aspects of grime.
Mm.
But the focus was meant to be on drill.
Mm.
So I came with a disgusting playlist of drill and grime because I was playing straight after them for like an hour and a half or something. Whilst they were doing their thing, they had... their peoples, their fans,
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
So it was live.
Yeah.
And the energy in there was good and it was positive. It wasn't aggy at all. It was good, man. It was nice. Soon as they did their thing and they went to the VIP or whatever, I look up and I'm thinking, do these people know what night this is?
Was it like students and that?
Yeah, there was people that I didn't expect to be at a drill night, put it that way. And then someone came up and they asked for ABBA and I realised...
They don't know about the...
Like, didn't realise that they're at a drill night. So then...
Has Bath got the clientele for that though? I don't know.
I reckon between the locals and the students, yes, it does.
It does.
Yeah, in a small venue. Which is why I'm going to have a chat with them. After freshers and all that's calmed down, I'm gonna talk to them about doing something somewhere else in a small, like more like a cafe setting, you know, like upstairs in malls, like that sort of thing. Like that's where I think it should kind of start, is like that, and then it should grow
because
it either just kicks off in Bath because people don't know how to behave or people don't gravitate towards it and it's not like a big enough following. But it is for kids.
Yeah.
That's why Urban Hype was so good.
Yeah, I mean, that's their thing of the day, isn't it? And I don't know enough about drill, but like some of the stuff that Spotify recommends me, there's some good stuff.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I'm probably not going to ever go down into like being a proper drill fan because it's fucking, I don't think I have the time or the energy.
Yes, mate, I'll tell you what, it's hard work
keeping up with it.
Mate, like, it's more listening to. So I watched some weird, it was a little bit weird because it's very, very low budget, but I watched this program, I can't remember what it was called, on YouTube. And it kind of opened my ears to what they were actually talking about in these songs, bruv. And then that's when, like, I started actually listening to the lyrics more and then I just had to put it down, man. I had to stop listening to it for a while.
Mm.
The first time I started playing it again was at this night. Because I was like, man.
But it's like anything, though, isn't it? It's like when you listen to, like, early Grime, it was like the Clashes and stuff. And, like...
It didn't seem as real.
Yeah.
I don't think it was as real as what it is now.
Yeah. Because you're to kids talking about your stories of fucking who's... Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like... Back in the day, I think Nines has said this. He was like, all people care about is how many people they've killed.
Mm.
Nowadays, rather than how much money someone's made. Like back in the day, everyone would be like, oh, such and such made 100 bags this summer. Now it's like, oh, such and such has killed 2 men this summer. Which is weird, man.
Yeah. But you look at like the world and you look at Twitter, for example, and you have like people from all walks of life celebrating death. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, for example, Bin Laden. Like, that was probably one of the most celebrated deaths.
Yeah.
So you still said that someone's died at the end of the day, fucking regardless of who or what that person was. Like, you, like, surely you just, like, it's not something to be celebrated, right? It's just like, all right, let's move on. And it's not like, fucking, woo, like, that's a life.
Yeah.
Like, do you mean?
Did you say, so when one of my exes was working at some, like, I don't know, some finance company or some insurance company or something like that, right? She quit because they said questionable things like borderline racist shit. Mm. But they also, she was like, the icing on the cake, and it was to do with the cake, which is quite funny. So basically, this client of this company ended up passing away.
Mm.
He like fell off a balcony or something. When she came in, they were all having cake. She was like, why are you having cake? I was like, one of our annoying clients died. He fell off a balcony. So we're all celebrating. She started laughing because she thought it was a joke, like a dark joke.
Mm.
And then she was like, are you being serious? And they were like, yeah. I was like, whoa.
I think, like, fucking.
Fuck, man.
And that's like, fuck, because you've come across the person. It's like, but like.
And you, they were paying you for something, service.
It's when someone, you don't know someone and you just got this villain, let's go back to Bin Laden example, it's like this villain who's caused fucking whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this bad guy. And they've got that image, so you kind of like fucking, you're detached from it. You've seen it in Hollywood. Mm. Everyone cheers when the bad guy dies in Hollywood.
Mm.
And that's what it's been for fucking so long. We're so desensitized because we've seen it all in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Seen it all. So when you see it on the news or whatever, it's just fucking.
Is what it is.
Doesn't seem real.
Nah.
Like, you're detached from the reality of like, hang on a minute. Like, do you mean it's like, I don't know, it's like you watch like fucking Syrian fucking children, like. Do you mean like
it's the adverts as well,
like quivering in that? It's like you're so desensitized. It's like, oh, that's really bad.
But and then like, you turn around and eat some hummus.
Yeah, and you're not as emotionally as fucking outraged as you you should be.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's like fucking. It's like, I don't know. I mean, the kids ones are a bit more because it's like fucking hell. Like when you have like the fucking kids talking, it's like it hits home more. But it's just like, I don't know. People are just so fucking desensitized.
Those things used to affect me a lot more than they do now.
Yeah.
Well, I think when I was younger, not because I was younger, just because maybe we didn't see it as much. Or, yeah, I guess when you're younger, you've got age ratings for... Actually, no, I was watching Rambo and then when I was young. But you... Adverts and stuff like that of the children who are, like, malnourished and or dying or whatever... It used to hit home a lot more than they do now. But then I don't think I see adverts anymore.
Nah.
So, like, maybe that's why as well. But, yeah, we are definitely desensitized to everything, really.
Yeah.
Apart from the pandemic.
Yeah. Well, that is elevated fear.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, it's like I was walking through the train subway the other day and I seen the metro stand. And I fucking like turned my head and like covered my eyes because I was so adamant about not fucking seeing what's on the front covers and shit. I just like I'm done with it. It just fucking, I mean, and I deleted YouTube from my phone.
Mm.
Another thing I found that was sending me down fucking a hole of misery. Cause
YouTube, yeah?
Yeah.
See, my YouTube's sick, man. Like, I didn't really see anything. I don't, there's nothing really on my newsfeed that gets me in. I have to look for it.
Yeah, see, they
and
put,
I don't really look for anything.
That's all that they put in front of me. YouTube recommend me. They recommend me nothing.
After you.
They recommend me nothing apart from political shit.
Is it?
Not political shit. Like, do you mean like...
But isn't that to do with your subscriptions and that?
What your view history, what you watch. So if you watch that, they'll put more in front of you what you're staying on there the longest for. Their idea is to keep you on the platform.
Yeah.
So their algorithm is just like, if you watch something that's on that and then other people that watch similar things to you, and over time it just cross-references. Is right. Like, do you know what I mean? But it can like, Really graceful. I used to like her channel. So there are channels on there that I really like. Mm. So like Russell Brand's channel, really graceful. I think she's good. She's just been like, she's one of them that doesn't, you don't see her face ever. And she just like talks and like highlights like shit. So she's like, talks a lot about Bill Gates and that.
Mm.
But there's some that I was like, oh yeah, it's good. But even then, like consuming too much of that, you'll just fucking end up like in that lower negative energy, that state of mind where you're like, because all you're seeing is corruption and you're fucking, all you're seeing is how much you're fucking getting your pants pulled down and how much.
Yeah.
And I learned something the other day about my political leaning, about the whole fucking left-right fucking thing. I am a left-wing libertarian.
Okay.
So the modern day left thing is very much authoritarian.
Yeah.
So they want state control, censorship of what you can say and can't say. But then they want like the health service. They want like people to be, but I'm left. So I like the policies and stuff you would have, like, which you'd imagine as left policies, like decriminalized drugs, like against racism and all that sort of shit.
Yeah.
Healthcare, free healthcare for all of that. But I'm also on the libertarian side of it. So I think there should be less state control, corporations, empower more people, individual people, individual rights of people being free to do what they want.
Yeah,
so you're on a scale of that rather than a communist side of what the left is.
Okay.
Which was quite interesting. But yeah. What was I saying? Yeah. But yeah, the misery of the fucking YouTube.
So I started, have you heard of Andrew Huberman?
No.
I just started his podcast, man. Where did I see his... Oh, he had an interview with Lex Fridman and he was talking about sleep, basically. Like, he's like a sleep expert and a brain expert and all the rest of it. I don't know what his actual ology
neuroscientist
is.
Yeah, probably.
He's like,
his brain.
He's all over the place.
Neurologist,
man.
That's it.
Neurologist, yeah. But yeah, he's really good. Mm. Like, so his first episode, he basically introduces you to the different parts of the nervous system. And then the second episode, which is the one I'm on now, he talks about sleep and how to get better sleep, improve your sleep, and talks about shift sleep as well.
What does he say about shift? Because that's I
got to it. Yeah, that's what I need to get.
Because I really struggled this week. I was waking up at 2 a.m. every day, and I go to bed.
What time are you working?
I was starting at 3
in the morning.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
So I'm waking up at 2.
Yeah.
If I get up and get out quick enough, I got enough time to do Wim Hof breathing exercises, which I do 3 rounds and then 1 round with the push-ups, and then 10 minutes meditation. If I don't get up in time, I'll do the breathing and then I'll get to work and find 10 minutes to meditate. And then I've been exercising when I get home. Where if I work late shifts, I get up and I do that plus exercising as well.
Do you find that better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like waking up and before everyone in the house, I like to wake up, meditate, breath work, exercise.
Yeah, yeah.
Puts me in a completely different frame of mind.
Yeah.
Like this morning I caught myself because I started to get a bit scatty because I had 4 nights sleep, obviously, where I'd fucking lacked it all week. But then the kids come into bed and I was like fucking almost like getting scatty where I hadn't been up before anyone and hadn't done fucking, and I was like, do you not like fucking
withdrawal symptoms.
Enjoy the moment, your fucking kids in bed with you. And I was like, I brought myself back to it. But then
I guess
like from like where doing that majority of days then trains you in life to bring that down and bring yourself focused, like, hang on a minute, no, just enjoy the moment, stop fucking thinking about what you should be doing, enjoy what you are doing.
Yeah.
You can't always do what you should, what you think you should be doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that shift pattern one, because I fucking, my immune system feels down and I've been eating well a week. As the week, end of the week goes on, like, it was a struggle in the evening. My missus had to go to fucking hospital with her mum and that, but like, so like preparing food and shit, like, you'd end up just like fucking putting some pitta in the toaster and yamming out the hummus out the pot rather than fucking cooking a meal.
Like, you can't be bothered.
No, it's just like because where you've lacked the sleep and you're just like your motivation drains, and I find my immune system now. So this week I'm off now, but like my immune system, it batters at the end of a week of early shifts and then it regains the week after when I'm working in the afternoons. But I don't like working in the afternoons because I'm not at home in the evening at the important times of like being with family and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's I got to work out what the fuck I got to do about that, basically.
Yeah.
So if I could, if I can learn how to sleep, because that's the problem with it on those early ones, man. It's fucking.
Well, he was talking about I can't remember exactly what he was calling it, but like deep resting non-sleep or something, which is where you're not sleeping and you're not awake. Mm. You're like in between where you can do certain things. Bro, this guy's mad.
That's like what they talk about where the whole astral projection state.
Mm.
I get like that sometimes at work.
Yeah, I do as well.
And I'm like...
Well, I get like it in the car when I'm driving.
Yeah. So like when I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Probably shouldn't be saying that. I don't think anyone knows what you do.
Yeah. So it's like, do you mean but like fucking... Do you mean you're like you're almost in a state of like fucking... Like, whoa, and you snap out of it. But it's not...
That's what I just did, by the way. Did you notice?
Your arm?
Yeah.
It's back out.
Yeah. I thought I was fell asleep.
Yeah.
And then I was
but you
like,
don't.
Nah.
You're literally like, because you aren't gone. It's really weird because, like, you're gone for no more than a microsecond.
Yeah.
But your brain has processed so much and so much thought has happened in a microsecond. Mm. It feels like it's been longer than a microsecond, but it hasn't been longer than a microsecond.
Yeah.
It's like, it's mad.
Yeah.
That's why the whole thing of like Inception makes sense when they do the film. Where it's like you've been asleep for 8 hours, but you've been gone for like fucking.
Like
days in,
and psychedelics.
If you were to remember it all,
yeah,
because time is just fucking genius.
Yeah, because you can have a concept, like a massive concept in a millisecond.
Yeah,
which would have taken you, like with psychedelics and that. Like I've had all sorts of crazy concepts come at me that you'd expect to come up with over weeks or maybe years, and profound thoughts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I keep having dreams as well, right? I keep having dreams about the night before.
That's that actually happened.
Yeah. And then when I'm waking in my waking state, I get confused between reality and the dream world, bruv.
See?
It's getting like, it happened twice last week. I like woke up and I was like, oh my God, someone robbed the till last night. I was like, shit. I was like, how are we going to? And I was like, wait, I remember we cashed it out. And then I was like, yo, did the till get robbed last night? No. I was like, right, it was a dream, man.
Yeah. See, I haven't dreamt all week.
No?
No. Because if I've gone down at 8 o'clock, or I may have, but I haven't had my full cycles, and my alarm's waking me up whilst probably in the middle of deep sleep, so I haven't had my REM sleep.
Yeah.
So like on your cycle, it's just like, I haven't had my correct cycles of sleep.
No.
So I could try and go to bed before the kids go to bed,
mm.
but there's no point. And the kids go to bed at 8 o'clock. So I go to bed at 8 o'clock. By the time the brush teeth gone down, I'm getting into bed at 8 o'clock. By the time I go to sleep, well, I'm saying that as the week goes on, it doesn't take long because you're fucked.
Mm.
So then you're up again at 2. Do you know what I mean? It's like, and I remember, I think it was it Sadhguru? I think it was him. And he was talking about how between the hours of, is it 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. are the most important hours of being asleep for your circadian rhythm.
Yeah, that's what this guy was talking about, his circadian rhythm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And though, but those hours through sunlight, 2 and 4,
yeah.
And then like, even if you're early rise, you get up at 4 or 5, whatever, but in though between those hours, 2 a.m. and 4 a.m., you're at your biggest point of like regenesis.
And that's when I get
healing and shit. And yeah, I'm waking up. Like, shit, it's like, bro. Genius.
Oh yeah, remember you were saying the other day about if you have a cold shower at night, it makes you tired.
Yeah.
This guy, when he was speaking to Lex Friedman, he spoke about that basically, and he was saying at night your body temperature drops when you're asleep, and then starts warming up again in the morning. So like, it's a shock to the system to have a cold shower in the morning, which makes you wake up. And at night, you're just putting your body...
amplifying it to the depth of coldness it needs to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I was like, because someone said to me the other day about it, because I said, yeah, like, if I cold shower now, because I've been doing it as well, if I do it at night, because I didn't believe you, I was like, nah, I can't.
Yeah.
It's going to make... But it did.
But it does make you, well, you're in there. Yeah, it's fucking cold, what's in here? But when you get
mad relaxed.
Yeah.
I was like, shit, it does work. And this girl was like, well, why is that? And then I was like, oh, yeah, shit, like, this guy was talking about it the other day. I was like, well, it's because of this, I guess.
Yeah. There's the thing as well. I don't know if this is true or not, though. Brendan, fact check this for me and let me know. If you have, because my granddad always used to say it to me, he used to drink hot cups of tea on hot days.
Oh, yeah, to cool you down.
And he says, because it's heating you up, it's cooling your body down, because your body's working extra hard to cool down.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what he always used to say.
Yeah, that's why people say to drink room temperature water as well.
Yeah. But apparently Dr. Gregor says, first thing in the morning, ice cold water is really good for losing weight.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, from the fridge. 2 cups.
Okay. And he's the guy.
Yeah, he's like the plant-based. That whole Game Changers film was based on most of his research. Well, it's not even his research. He just like has a team of like who just trawl through endless and endless amounts of fucking medical journals and fucking shit that's been published.
Yeah.
And just pull stuff out.
Mad too.
But yeah, I watched a couple of documentaries on Netflix. What was it? It was the one with Woody Harrelson, Kiss the Ground.
Okay.
It's about the soil. The state of the soil in the world.
What's this on Amazon?
Netflix.
What's it called?
Kiss the Ground.
Let me save this.
The other one, what was the other one called?
Watching
later. The other one was the Attenborough one, and it was David Attenborough and some bloke called Sven. And they were talking...
What, a new one?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, and this Sven, this...
What was the thing called again?
Which one?
The first one?
Kiss the Ground.
Kiss the Ground.
That one's about soil. Woody Harrelson's like narrating it.
Yes.
And they're talking about how like we can fucking basically solve everything by looking after the soil. And you're showing the fucking state.
Because you were talking about that the other day.
Yeah, with the guy in the book.
Yeah, the book.
So this is like a documentary on that, and it's like fucking.
Yeah, sick.
But the David Attenborough one, I was watching. I was like, oh fucking, why am I watching this? It's making me fucking feel like frustrated and anxious and fucking angry.
What was that one called? Breaking Boundaries?
Yes, maybe.
The Science of Our Planet?
Yeah. And it's him and this guy called Sven something or other, and he's...
Johan Rockström?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be the one.
Yeah.
So basically they're talking about the 9 tipping points.
Okay.
And we've gone beyond the tipping point of the ice caps. We're in the red and we can't go back. It's irreversible. It's going to fucking carry on melting.
Wow.
What was the other one that we've gone beyond? There's 9 and we're beyond 2 already that we cannot salvage.
It's too late.
It's too late for that on climate change.
With current technology, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I mean, you could try something crazy like what Bill Gates is proposing, like shooting chalk up into the fucking sky to blank out the sun of what basically imitate what the ice caps would have been doing. It just has fucking Snowpiercer written all over
mate,
it. That's what they do in Snowpiercer.
Mate, that sounds scary.
Yeah. Do you mean they were supposed to do it, weren't they? Where was it to? Was it... that was somewhere like... It was one of them Scandinavian countries, I think they were going to do it. In one of the towns there, they were going to do a small pocket of it to see what effect it had on the local town. But then like the activists were like, nah. But like, and then if that worked, they would have then thought about doing it on... more places,
Moscow.
And then like doing it on mass scale, they're just fucking shooting chalk into the fucking stratosphere.
Yeah, nah, mate. I like melanin. I need it.
That, and the trouble with that, you can fucking plummet the fucking world into an ice age.
Yeah,
and you don't want an ice age.
No.
But the thing they were talking about, the Holocene, which is what we've just been through.
Yeah.
Is the first time ever that we've been in a period of fucking perfect. So it's like the earth is leveled out and it reached this perfect balance. He goes, we need to get back to that. He goes, but before that, if you look at history and they go back for the geology and shit and they look at the troughs and fucking raises of like, that's why civilizations never really thrived, because they would heat and cool and heat and cool and heat and cool. And we just went through this massive period of the Holocene, which was like, Earth had reached equilibrium.
Right.
We were living in paradise.
Right.
Fucking the veg had its seasons and it was fucking like, do you mean? And we've just fucking like amplified that mentally with the industrial fucking revolution. But he was saying there's things on there that needs to happen. They were saying like, now, this year and from on, there can be no more biodiversity, because this is the most critical one now that can be salvageable, and there can be no more. We should not be fucking Lajuane. It's like, mate, it's deep. Like the fucking scientists they're talking to have been like, they're on there. They like, load them like crying on there. Like fucking, they're like that. Because they're like, we've been saying this for fucking 30, 40 years.
No one's
listened. Been watching the corals fucking each year. It get more and more bleach flying the planes over. Every year. And he goes, then he shows him, he's just going over it. It's like the whole of the Barrier Reef is just like fucking
like a ghost
dead. He's like, we've been warning them for fucking 30 years and just no one's fucking listens. It's like the movies, isn't it? Where they go in and it's like you fucking got the crazy scientist dude who's not actually that crazy.
No.
Fucking like, and then the politician's like, no. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Fucking. And then it's like, yeah. But I think now it's, they got handed that thing, didn't they? Recently, all the governments got handed it, saying like, fucking.
You need to do something.
Yeah.
The thing is, I think it's kind of out of government's hands.
Yeah.
And the corporations don't give a fuck.
No.
So it's too late.
It's hard for the people because it's like, it's all well and good telling everyone like we should do more and we should. But you tell that to somebody who's on the poverty line.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've got enough worries.
Yeah.
Somebody who's living in poverty, well, they can't, what do you mean?
Mm.
They're already worrying about where the next meal's coming from.
Yeah, let alone
why are they, how are they going to be like, they're fucking hungry?
Do you know what I mean?
Like, well, hang on, sorry kids, better start for another couple of days because this isn't sustainable.
Yeah.
So they're fucking hungry. That's why I think it's more and more paramount of like how we can fucking sustainably feed the world so everyone is on a level platform of being able to fucking flourish.
Yeah.
Because if you've got pockets of countries in poverty, they're going to go through their own industrial revolutions, they're going to go through these things of burning things like fucking coal and that, because they need to have the technology of solar and shit and that now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it's like how fragile the system is. Me and Brendan spoke about this the other day when I met for a coffee, because we were talking about the water system. He was saying how fragile Wessex water is. I think he used to work there.
Mm.
He was saying if that went down, I think they've only just started to build a backup. There is no backup for clean running water.
Wow.
And when we were in Cornwall, they were laying piping for renewable energy. Cornwall's like hot on it. They're like, fucking, their council's bang on renewable energy at the moment. It's they've had like loads of lobbies, massive Extinction Rebellion fucking things all down there and that. And they're on it. But one of the fucking contractors ruptured the water pipe whilst laying it, whilst we were there, and the woman who was running our campsite, she came over and goes, look, go and get some water, you're not gonna have water for a few days. And that one ruptured pipe like pretty much wiped out half of Cornwall's water.
Flip me.
By one ruptured
that's
pipe.
That's mad, bruv.
I mean, they were hot on it and fucking like managed to fix it like pretty rapidly, but still like 2 days before the water stopped running brown out of the taps.
Wow.
Whilst it all flushed through.
Wow, man, that's mad.
I mean, it's like now with this the fuel thing.
Oh, mate.
It's all these little things you think,
I need to sort that out.
It's very fragile.
Like, I got collared by some dude. Well, actually, no, I didn't. I collared him, to be fair. I walked out of Morrison's and he was stood there. And I was like, you can save me some money? He was like, yeah. I was like, sick. And I didn't realise, because I'm just carried on my contract from last year with British Gas. I was on like a variable rate, which is would have gone up like ridiculously.
Going up next month, innit? Yeah, mine's like, probably just renewed ours this month.
So like he put me on this other thing with, I can't remember even what fucking energy supplier it was, but he put me on a fixed thing, and it was whatever my water is, that's what I'd be charged for my energy, which is all right. He saved me like, I think about, we did the calculations, it works out about £1,500 a year.
Mm.
So I was like, yeah, big up, but I need to sort it out.
Yeah, I just switched mine. So we went with Eon. So the it's Sainsbury's, but with Eon, and like their electric is completely renewable.
Yeah, nice.
But the gas is not. So like, they just need to, I know all new builds are going to be done with just electric boilers, electric central heating.
Yep. Yeah, when I was in the Brackens the other week with Sol flipping, we were like, we did like a dam tour. We like left. Where was it? Clwendog? I don't know how to say it, but it was like a massive reservoir. It was like the biggest fishery in Mid Wales, or the best fishery in Mid Wales. We left there and went on this weird little dam tour and just like drove around in the fucking hills and that, and looking at these dams. I was just looking at them for ages, and then he started looking into like the different dams. One of the dams was like producing, I can't remember what it was, electricity or whatever, but it was producing for a lot of Birmingham. I was like, fucking hell, I didn't even know.
You know, the British Isles, I think they're either the most powerful like wave energy.
Right, okay.
Or the second most powerful in the world. It's like us and Canada, like the waterways. If you put, it got shelved. When the Tories got in last time, it got shelved, but they were going to build a massive renewable fucking wave energy thing off the coast of Swansea.
Right.
Somewhere, I think it was. It was like fucking, it would have like basically fucking pumped fuckloads of renewable energy into the country. But in Cornwall, they're just, these fucking windmills are fucking
everywhere.
Go sprouting up everywhere, man. Yeah.
It's good, man.
Fucking, so it's happening. It's just fucking how quickly it can fucking happen, isn't it?
Mm. I don't understand. I don't understand why it isn't like a law to have every new build to have solar panels.
Yeah, I think they're all going to be electric boilers from, I don't know, I think it was from 2025, but I don't see why they can't just start with the new builds now.
Yeah.
Because if my boiler went, I'd fucking say I want an electric one, get rid of my gas.
Yeah.
Get some fucking solar panel.
20 seconds. Okay.
Yeah.
We just spoke about fucking energy.
Yeah.
We just spoke about gas bills and.
Yeah, next month they go up. So
I need to do that now then.
That was episode
23.
I don't know what we spoke about. I hope you enjoyed it.
watch Squid Game.
Oh, I looked at it. It looks
it's
good.
Sick.
Is it?
It's sick.
What's the one with Arnie? The film back in the day where he's in the game show.
Oh, Running fucking Man, Running Man. Yeah.
That's, I looked at it, I was like, it's like that, but like dark and sick.
Yeah,
no,
it's
we
sick.
Have got, it is on the fucking agenda, good, man.
It's a bit like Alice in Borderland.
Also, I forgot to say, forget to like and subscribe and smash that bell button, you fucking bell ends. Also, go check my remix of Rag and Bone Man's Anywhere Away From Here. Is there anything else going to be out by the time this goes out? No.
No.
Safe.
Bye.
Bye-bye.